Well, thank you for that. Hi, my name is Joseph, as you should know by now. And I'm a senior, and there's a lot of us graduating this year, and I know it can be very intimidating and exciting at the same time. But this is like a really pivotal moment in a lot of our lives, and it can be hard, it could be stressful, but we can make it through with the love that other people are giving to us. And the topic I'm giving you today would be about love, because I feel like that's a really big topic. A really big topic I've been I've had my mind on this topic for a very long time, because it's something that not only does it make the world go round, but it also helps society evolve, and it can build people and also strengthen people up. It brings groups together, and it can help us benefit other people in their lives emotionally and physically. So God's love, and not only his love, but the love that we show others, is what it's very important to the church, because we are the first impression of people who have never been to the church. And that's one of the main topics I want to cover, because there's three main topics: what is God's love, further understanding concepts of God's love, and spreading God's love. So God's love is the fundamental essence of his nature and his character. He shows his love through the desire to care for us, to give things to us, and to provide certain materials to us that we can utilize for further spiritual growth and to help impact other people's lives. So 1 John 4:16 says, "And so we know and we rely on the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them." So to live in love is to live in God. So if we do not show other people love when we first meet them, when they're first introduced to the church, whether it's through a friend or a family member, we need to make a really that first interaction with them is really important. And so everything God does is pure desire, and that's something that we need to start doing. It shouldn't be us expecting things to come out of it. It's not a selfish thing. It's something that we're doing to provide for other people. It's not for ourselves. So these actions we do are not for our own benefits or selfish expectations, but we do this because we love other people and we want them to be able to come to Christ and to be saved and to eventually get as many people as we can and to help them be able to get on the right path. I want to talk about appreciation, because I feel like appreciation is really interlocked into love. Because a lot of the times we might say, like, God, why am I not getting this right now? I need this right now. This is something that I'm really struggling with. How come I don't have it? Like, I really need it. But we need to realize we don't just get things handed to us. He gives us these other tools that we can use to be able to help ourselves grow as a person and to help us to have a deeper understanding of his love and the other things that he gives to us. And so we have all the necessary tools and components to achieve or triumph over our own obstacles. So instead of saying, "Please give me this, God," I need this for myself, we should be saying, please help me achieve this through you, because without God, it's nothing. Because everything is glory be to God, you know. And so we need to start spreading God's love, and our demeanor and our actions that we display to other people is the first impressions. And so if we refer back to John 4:16, it states that God is love. And so if there is not love in the first things we show people, if we're rude or if it's interweaved with cruel intentions or selfish desires, it's really hurtful for the church, because, you know, that's someone that we might have not been able to reach to. And so we need to be loving and eager and have an eager attitude to show them God's love, and we need to think about the impressions that we're giving to people. So to continue furthering the kingdom, we cannot do this with an iron fist, saying, you need to do this now, or like being rude to them. We should be spreading it to them with a loving hand that will help them and help them be able to realize other things that are in their lives, and to help them be able to be more confident in themselves and to be able to trust in God. And that is only done through us being loving and courteous to them the way God is to us, because he's very merciful, and that's something we should show to other people, having compassion. And yes, my end of the message would be to always think about what you're going to say to people that you meet, because that can be a really big pivotal turning point for them, just like our lives are when we go out from graduation. You know, the first thing we see, the challenges that are thrown at us, that's going to be scary. But, you know, if you extend that loving hand, you could be the reason that we continue to be able to live a godly life. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joseph.